It's time now for Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Today, moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined by two panelists, educator Lori Fisher and technical editor Kira Pace. And now here's your host, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Joanne, and welcome everybody to a rainy Saturday morning, which is all the better for us because we hope you will stay inside and join us on our show. Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, what we are looking for is your participation. That's very, very important. We'd love to hear from you, and we do hope you will love talking to us. And those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Or toll free. Yes, we have a toll free number, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. And of course, you can also email us here. We prefer to talk to you, but if you want to email us, that is fine. That email address is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That's the numeral one, mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. Of course, you can hear us in live stream at kalw.org. And if you'd like to listen to the podcast, and who wouldn't, that should be up soon after our show, thanks to Joanne, at kalw.org and many other places as well, but start with KALW, that would be appreciated. All right, all that being said, I'll give the numbers here once or 30 times more. 415-841-4134 or toll free, 866-798-8255. This really is a good time to call, by the way. You'll be waiting, and then when we open up the phones, you'll be the first. So, okay. We're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here's the first. This week has given Kira Pace chorophobia.
Yes.
That's fear of clowns, isn't it?
It's a fear of clowns.
Okay.
The awards season continues, and unless a massive write-in vote surge occurs, like last week's Academy Awards snub, Lori Fisher will once again not win a Grammy Award this year. You can watch it not happen tomorrow night. But are you at least one of the teams in the Super Bowl?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I'm represented in the Super Bowl.
What a relief.
My heart is in Philadelphia. And as our French listeners say, and I'll try this in my best high school French, ooh la la, our moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good.
That's exactly the effect I was hoping to achieve. You know, something weird is I was working at the Wide Open sale for the preview sale the other week, and last Sunday, actually. And somebody recognized me by my voice. And that's only happened once before.
Wow.
I think the first time was the police, but one of our listeners. So I was touched by that.
Even you're just talking to them incidentally, and
I said,
"Hey, you're the guy in the radio.
Please buy this lamp." And they said, "Oh, you know, your voice is very familiar." And I said, "Yes."
And did they buy the lamp?
They did.
All right, it worked
for a reduced price. All right. All that being said, we're going to start with Kira Pace.
All right. Wikipedia defines character actor as someone known for playing unusual, eccentric, or interesting supporting characters rather than leading ones. Someone who specializes in minor roles. So I am going to give you a role or two in a movie or two. I want you to tell me the Hollywood that guy who filled it. Note that no one here will have been nominated for major awards, so we'll have none of your Margot Martindales with their Tony nominations and their Emmy wins, and no J.K. Simmonses with their Whiplash Oscars. So,
and you said guy, so are these all male, or do we?
No, there's at least one woman right here.
How many got?
But she still counts as a that guy. All Hollywood right. that guy. We have a few. So we'll start easy, I think. Salvatore Tassio in the Godfather trilogy. Who is that? That guy. The next one is Billy Butcherson in Hocus Pocus. Billy Butcherson in Hocus Pocus. The third is the innkeeper Joe Horn in Joan Crawford's Reign. Also Henry Hagthorpe in the Master Gunner in Captain Blood. So that's all one person. Number four is David Lopan in Big Trouble in Little China. Number five, Captain Wilhelm Knauer, or Knauer, I'm not sure, in The Longest Yard. Also Joseph P. Maloney in Family Plot. So that was the same person. Number six is Kitty Farmer from Donnie Darko. She was also the pageant official Jenkins in Little Miss Sunshine. Number seven is Maurice Titi Rodriguez in Boogie Nights. Also Pachanga in Carlito's Way. Number eight, I'm going to go ahead and give you Stan Stosch from The Deer Hunter. Stan Stosch from The Deer Hunter. Number nine, Judge Hank the Hangman BMW in Idiocracy. He also played Gordon Pibb in Dodgeball, a true underdog story. And let's do one more. Big Tim from Requiem for a Dream. He was also Frank in They Live. So once again, Salvatore Tessio in the Godfather trilogy. That's the first person. Number two is Billy Butcherson from Hocus Pocus. Number three is the innkeeper Joe Horn in Joan Crawford's Reign. Number four is David Lopan in Big Trouble in Little China. Number five, Captain Wilhelm Knauer in The Longest Yard. Also, he was Joseph P. Maloney in Family Plot. Number six is Kitty Farmer in Donnie Darko. Number seven is Maurice Titi Rodriguez in Boogie Nights. He was also Pachanga in Carlito's Way. Number eight is Stan Stosch from The Deer Hunter. Number nine is Judge Hank the Hangman BMW from Idiocracy. He was also Gordon Pibb in Dodgeball, a true underdog story. And finally, number 10, Big Tim from Requiem for a Dream. He was also Frank in They Live.
Wow. Well, I thought I'd be good at that guy. Dana, go ahead.
I got a few and a couple guesses, but I'll start with the ones I feel best about here. Billy Butcherson, I think, is an actor named Doug Jones. Is it Doug Jones?
Yes.
Which, okay. which movie is that?
That's Hocus Pocus.
Okay.
And the one for Rain... the innkeeper, and I think you also mentioned, was it Captain Blood with that?
I did mention Captain Blood.
So I think that's Guy Kibbe.
It is Guy Kibbe.
That's
correct.
And I have a guess on a couple others, but I'm going to hold off on that.
I have one guess. In The Deer Hunter, mm-hmm. any chance that's Charles Durning?
Oh, no, it's not.
Okay.
No.
That was the one that popped to mind. I think he was in the movie. I'm not sure, but that's The Godfather. I think I should know. Do you have that one, Dana?
Yeah, Tessio. I can picture him.
I can picture him, too.
I'm trying to remember his name. That's all.
Yeah. And they called him Tessio in the movie, right? That was how they referred to him.
Is that the one from Barney Miller?
Oh.
Abe Vigoda.
Abe Vigoda.
Abe Vigoda. TV's Fish.
TV's Fish. My nickname. I don't have any. So
just go over the ones that are left, if you would, please.
All right. The ones we have left are David Lopan in Big Trouble in Little China. He's also Gong Gong, or grandfather, in Everything Everywhere All at Once. Mm-hmm. Captain Wilhelm Knauer in The Longest Yard. He was also Joseph P. Maloney in The Family Plot, or In Family Plot, O.V. Kitty Farmer, who from Donnie Darko, rather, and pageant official Jenkins in Little Miss Sunshine. Number four is Maurice Titi Rodriguez in Boogie Nights. He was also Pachanga in Carlito's Way. Number five, Stan Stosch from The Deer Hunter. Number six, Judge Hank, the Hangman BMW in Idiocracy. He was also Gordon Pibb in Dodgeball, a true underdog story. And finally, Big Tim in Requiem for a Dream. He was also Frank in They Live.
All right. Okay.
Good list.
Is that out? And Lori, go ahead.
All right. Well, I'm taking an opposite tack. All my people have won awards in my first question. Kara went with the non-award winners. I was looking at the list of who won the Kennedy Center honors, which are, they have a big TV tribute, and they usually honor individuals. Occasionally, they do a rock and roll group. Three times, they've given the award to married couples. I want to know who the married couples are. One time, they gave the award to a set of brothers. I want to know who the brothers are. And one time, recently, last year, they gave it to an institution. I want to know the three married couples, the one set of brothers, and the one institution that have been officially honored by the Kennedy Center Honors.
Are the brothers the Coen brothers, maybe?
They are not.
Are the brothers the Smothers brothers, maybe?
They are not.
Okay.
Both good guesses.
Are the brothers two singers?
No, they are not.
All right.
Is one of the married couples Stiller and Mira?
Not Stiller and Mira, but Joanne just got one of the married couples, Ruby Dee and Ozzie Davis, the two actors. That is one of the couples. Bell for Joanne. Nice work. But Stiller and Mira, not.
So once more.
We're looking for two more married couples, and Joanne got Ozzie Davis and Ruby Dee. One set of brothers, and they are not singers, but they are performers. So that would eliminate the Coen brothers there. And one institution.
Well, I know that Mel Brooks has Kennedy Center honors. Did he get it with Thea and Bancroft?
He didn't. He got them, but she didn't. And they didn't get it. If she did, they didn't. No, she didn't. I'll just say it like that. These others got it all at the same time.
Okay.
So we're looking for two more sets of two more married couples, one set of brothers, and one institution, an actual physical place.
What about Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward?
That's good.
That is the second couple. Very good. Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward. Just finished watching Nobody's Fool the other night on TCM. Fantastic movie. So one more married couple. You're doing great on that. And a set of brothers and an institution. Audience, chime in.
All right. Good. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hello?
Hi, this is Rita in San Francisco.
Hi, Rita.
Hi. I have a question about young adults living with their parents. And I'm wondering if you can tell me what percentage of 18 to 34-year-olds live with one or more parents? Is it
in the United States?
In the United States.
Okay.
Is it 15%, 25%, or 35%?
35 was going to be my guess before this was multiple choice, so I'm going to take that one, 35%.
And give yourself a bell.
Nice work.
I was surprised it was so high. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that is high.
Yeah. And one other question, no relationship to the one I just asked. Of the top 10, the top 15 metropolitan areas in the United States, which are the only two where fewer than 50% of the households have air conditioning? So that's the top 15 metro areas in the U.S., the two cities that fewer than 50% of the households have air conditioning.
What about San Francisco?
Very good. That is one of them.
Nice work.
47%.
I'm surprised it's that high, honestly.
Here myself, I am too.
How about Portland, going up the coast?
No.
Okay.
It's Seattle. Top 15.
Yeah.
You're right. Give yourself a bell. Those two, San Francisco and Seattle. All right, that's it for me for today. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And if you would like to join us here with a question or answer on Minds Over Matter, we would love to hear from you. Those two numbers are area code 415-841. 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134. Or toll free, 866-798-8255. Minds Over Matter is here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel today, that would be Kira Pace, technical editor. Lori Fisher teaches at English at Dab, or English Literature, or English, I guess, at Dabo Valley College. And I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And you are listening to 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. All right. Let me give you a couple of questions here. All right. For cars, auto historians or car historians, who people write about this sort of thing, have said that four cars have been widely acknowledged as the best-selling automobile in the world in over the last 100 years.
100 years.
Yes. So four cars have been widely acknowledged as the best-selling automobile in the world in the last 100 years. So give me one guess each on what one of those four models are.
Honda Accord.
No.
So we want the model, so it wouldn't be just Honda. We'd have to be...
I'd want the models, yes.
All right. How about the Volkswagen Bug?
That is one of them. Yes. Right.
That's my guess. Good.
All right. Here we go. So four cars have been widely acknowledged by car historians as the best-selling automobile in the world over the last 100 years. So the Volkswagen Beetle is one. What are the other three on that list? And I would like to know, again, one guess each year, who comes next historically after these presidents? Number one, Martin Van Buren. Number two, Chester A. Arthur. Number three, Millard Fillmore. Number four, Ulysses S. Grant. And number five, James K. Polk. So again, I'm asking for the next president after the ones I just named. Number one, Martin Van Buren. Number two, Chester A. Arthur. Number three, Millard Fillmore. Number four, Ulysses S. Grant. And number five, James K. Polk. Just take one of them and tell me who came after.
We need you to answer this question.
Yeah, well...
Kira, do you know any? I have bad guesses on all of them.
Presidents from the 1800s? No.
Yeah.
Van Buren. What about Andrew Jackson?
No, Andrew Jackson is before.
Okay.
What about Buchanan coming after one of them, and I'll go with Grant?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
But he's on the list, I think, I bet. I don't know.
Buchanan is not on the list.
No. Oh, okay. Ooh, all right.
So... All right. Once more, name me the president who comes historically after these presidents in U.S. history. Number one, Martin Van Buren. Number two, Chester A. Arthur. Number three, Millard Fillmore. Number four, Ulysses S. Grant. Number five, James K. Polk. And the first question was, there are four cars that by car historians have been widely acknowledged as the, quote, best-selling automobile in the world in the last 100 years. And what are those four? Lori got the VW Beetle, which is indeed number three. What are the other ones on that list?
Joanne is going with, she has two guesses. I'll just give one. She's going with Franklin Pierce after Millard Fillmore.
That is correct.
Franklin. Way to go, Pierce, Joanne. We'll save your other guess for later.
All right.
Good.
Good job. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good morning. This is Eat.
Hi.
So, by the way, who is Mercedes? I assume one of the Mercedes will be one of the cars, but I don't know which model. Who is Mercedes?
Daughter I've lost the name.
Mercedes Benz?
She's what?
She's the daughter. She's the daughter of, like,
Benz's
the friend.
Daughter?
Yeah.
It was not Damir Benz, the owner of Mercedes.
It was
one of his best customers. It was a Hungarian woman. Most mentioned name in the world, Mercedes. She was a beautiful young woman. Hungarian descent. Okay, from last week, we told you that Miss Egypt won the Miss World Universe in 1935 and 1954. 1935, her name was Charlotte Wassef. 1954, her name was Antigone Costanda. Beautiful people. You can Google them. You can also see them in my Facebook under M.E. Abdallah. Okay, first question for today. Tariff, you know, Mr. Trump have put the tariff. What tariff? Who pays for the tariff? Canada, Mexico, and China, or the American people?
American people will pay for the tariff.
American people will pay for the tariff. Okay. By the way, he did something in his first administration with China. It caused the bankruptcy of hundreds of American farmers because China stopped buying soybeans from the United States, which is, very sad. Okay, let's talk about global warming, my favorite subject. What caused global warming? Carbon dioxide, methane gas, or human population?
All of the above.
All of what a beautiful lady. You're right. All of the above. One of the things is nobody mentioned the human population because every person you get born today, he brings with him, all of the whatever, breathing, cooking, eating, driving, flying, and so on. All of the above. We really have to do something about it very quickly. Okay. And the last thing, when you elect a clown, what do you get? When we elect a clown, what do you get?
When you elect a clown?
There's some joke coming here. There's some pun. Let's have it, Eid.
Clown party.
No, you get a circus. You get a circus, which we have right now. Always a great show. Thank you very much. I love people to donate money to KLAW, Psyche BFA, the two greatest stations in the Bay Area, and so on. Thank you again. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We're now tied for the greatest station. Last week, we were just behind, I think. Must have been a good show last week.
Yeah. hello, everybody. And if you'd like to join us here on the show, we would love to hear from you. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And Kira, I think it's your turn.
Okay. In Chinese mythology, the four symbols of the Chinese constellations are also known as the four guardians or the four auspicious beasts. They're associated with both a direction and a color. So for each cardinal direction, north, south, east, and west, I want you to tell me the creature that is the guardian along with its color. So you must give me a two-word answer where the answer is color, creature. So, and also the direction it's associated with.
So, oh, man. Three. Yeah. It's a three-word answer, right?
Well, you have to actually apply it to one of the cardinal directions. Also, there's a creature that is associated with the center, so you can give me that creature and its color.
Oh, I know one of them's a tiger, a white tiger, I think. Now I'm trying to remember which direction that is.
Is he correct on the white tiger?
Well, here? When he gives me a direction, I'll let you know.
I guess there's no partial credit on this. all right, I think it's the west, actually.
Yes, west is white tiger.
All right.
Nice. By who?
I don't have one. So, Dana, take another.
Well, I'll give you part of the other information I have. One is a tortoise. But again, I don't really have the direction on that.
You have the color?
Well, it's not white because that was the tiger.
That was a tiger.
It could be black, I guess. All right, say it's black.
And then you have to give a direction. Kira's giving us a look here. And we know it's not west. That's all I have to contribute.
Yeah, we know it's not west. So, I don't know. It's either north or south, I suppose. All right, you make a guess, Larry.
I'm going to go with north.
Yeah.
Yes, north is the black tortoise.
All right. Correct. Teamwork.
All right, good job.
Leave the rest out there.
Yeah, I suspect one is a dragon, but that's just a guess.
Maybe rest out for the audience.
All right. Give that question once more, if you would.
Sure. In Chinese mythology, the four symbols of the Chinese constellations are also known as the four guardians or the four auspicious beasts. Looking for the guardians of the south and east still, your answer should be both its color and the type of creature it is.
Okay. All right. Good.
Good question.
And are these, just because I don't know a lot about this, are these featured in Chinese New Year's parades, these characters?
In the parades? I think those are more the zodiac animals.
Oh, all right. Okay. Let's see.
I could be wrong. I'm no expert, but so I believe that the parades, usually for New Year's, it's the zodiac.
All right. Carlton is wondering if it's if Wei McKinley after Buchanan. He is after Buchanan, but he's way, way after Buchanan. So no, can't accept that. And Carlton also wondering about Toyota Camry is one of the best-selling cars. It is not. And let's see what else. Chris was wondering if the Honda Civic or the Ford Taurus were one of the best-selling cars. They are not. So no. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Connie from Florida.
Hi, Connie.
I've got to say, I've been so engrossed in these questions, I actually forgot the response I called with, so I'll get to that first. I want to go to Lori's question about Kennedy Center honors. I'm glad you asked the clarifying question, Dana, about whether they were singers, because my initial thought was the Righteous Brothers. And now I'm going to change my response to the Wright Brothers.
Yeah. The Wright Brothers, like the Flying Brothers? There's some other brothers.
Yeah. Okay, yep, so the Flying Brothers.
So the Righteous Brothers were not actually brothers in real life. So it wouldn't be them. And the Flying Wright Brothers are not honored by the Kennedy Center. No, these are two performers, but the clue was they aren't singers. I don't know if that helps or not.
No, it doesn't. And you're okay. Right. I guess my mind was just all over the map. And the Rachel brothers were before my time. So I would have known they weren't really brothers, but thanks. I want to just make a comment, too, about Kira's movie references. I love them every week, Kira, with Donnie Darko and Idiocracy. So I came up with a question while I was listening to Ede, which is what famous, is it 80s or 90s? Pretty sure it's 80s, very famous 80s, we'll call it a teen movie, has a very famous scene about tariffs, economic tariffs.
And
what is the name that is referenced in that scene, the tariff name? You know what it is?
Oh, shoot. Yep. So she's talking about Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Yeah, yeah.
This is Ben Stein's big scene.
I know this.
Correct.
He's talking about the Smoot-Hawley Act.
No, Smoot, that's it.
Is that it?
That's correct. Yep. That's it. Yep. And Ede inspired that question. So listening on the phone. Two other quick things I want to say is I just have to tell you this, Kira. A couple weeks ago when you had the time life out of body question, my immediate thought was Julianne Moore. And I thought, that doesn't make sense. She couldn't have done a commercial. And then
I wish you had called
answer.
In with that, because that's right.
You know what? I actually emailed Shirley MacLaine as the answer, because my logical brain thought, oh, that sounds like a Shirley MacLaine thing. But my brain instantly went to Julianne Moore. So
just so you know, anyone can go online and you can Google it, Julianne Moore Time Life Books, and you can see early Julianne Moore talking about her out-of-body experience where she floats up near the ceiling and she wakes up and she turns around and she sees her own body on the bed.
Excellent. Yeah. I'm looking it up.
I will definitely do that. And it just proves the thing what they taught you in school, which is go with your first instinct. The final thing I want to say is I don't have answers to your presidential questions, Dana, but I do want to say you have inspired me to do more research into our presidential history, and I have done it, but it doesn't help me with your questions today. But I do have a couple guesses on the cars.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm thinking, again, since the bug was one, like, I'm thinking 70s, maybe some kind of a station wagon. I don't know if those were sold internationally or not, but I'm going to guess and say, I don't know what a famous station wagon was, but let me just say, was the Dodge Dart or a Chevy station wagon one of them?
No, I would say that only one of these models would have possibly come in a variation of a station wagon. So no, not you. Don't you may be going down the wrong road there.
Okay. The other guess was just the Ford Mustang.
Not the Ford Mustang. No.
Yes.
All right. That's it for today. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
So Dana is inspiring people to read history, and Ede is inspiring people to ask other questions. This is great. Our influence is massive.
But of course, Kira is inspiring people most of all. Because
every week.
Yeah.
Julianne Moore fans.
Yeah,
yep.
That's right. All right. Lori, you go ahead.
All right. This is sort of an EGOT question, but with a variation. So EGOT, as people know, are Emmys and Grammys and Oscars and Tonys. I'm throwing into the formula the Golden Globe. So it's an EGOT with a double G. I want to know, since the Grammys are tomorrow night, in each of those five categories, how many people vote? How many people are authorized to vote for the Emmys, the Academy, the Oscars, the Golden Globes, the Grammys, and the Tonys? And I'll be kind of loose if you get close to the answer. We sort of have a 10% rule. And you can start with the one you think has the most voters or the least if you want to do it in any kind of order. So it's EGOT with a double G. How many voters?
I don't know. Kira?
I don't even know where to begin with this. I don't have any. I don't know. You know,
which do you think has the least number of voters? Why don't we start there?
I would say the Golden Globes.
Yeah, by far definitely. The least. How many do you think?
I think it's under, it used to be like some absurd number. It was under 100 people. I was 80-something, if I recall, at one point. But
go a little. It's more.
I know they've criticized the last few years, but I mean, I don't know exactly what the number would be. All right, I'll just say a few hundred. So maybe
I'm going to give you a few hundred. It's 300, and 300. They are the lowest. Yeah. So Golden Globes. All right. Then let's go with the highest. Which was do you think has the most voters?
So what are our choices again here?
Now we have the Emmys, the Oscars, the Grammys, and the Tonys, the official EGOT categories. We have knocked off the Golden Globes with only 300. Everybody else has more than that.
I suspect the Emmys would have maybe the most.
They do. So take a guess on that one.
Maybe half a bet for that one.
It's a pretty big number.
I don't know.
That's a meaningless statement.
I don't want to guess Emmys. I want to guess Tonys, and I want to guess, I don't know what I want to guess. I want to guess 800. 800 Tonys.
Oh, my God. 830. You are right
really?
On it.
Good
yes. Job. I'm not making it up. 830. Very nice.
That was completely lowest. Random. I want the audience to know that absolutely no actual knowledge went into that guess.
You're protesting too much about that.
No knowledge.
No knowledge.
Excellent. All right.
Just a guess.
So we're looking for Emmys, Oscars, and Grammys. And Emmys have the most. We've gotten the two least. Golden Globes at about 300. Tonys with 830.
Is Tonys closer to Emmy or to...
Say it again.
Is Tony's closer to Emmy or Golden Globe? I guess I'm trying to.
Tony's are much closer to Golden Globes than Emmys. Yeah. They are 500 away from Golden Globes and not 500 away from the Emmys.
I do think the Emmys are probably the most by far.
They are. They're the most by far.
And because there's just, I mean, they come from all the variations on the.
And all the technical
unions.
People. Yeah, all the unions get the vote, and they're the most generous in who they allow to vote, too.
Yeah.
2,400.
It's more than 2,400.
I'll say 15,000.
It's more than 15,000.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're getting up there in numbers. So we're looking for a total number of people who vote for Emmys, Grammys, and Oscars. We have Golden Globes at 300, Tonys at 850, and whatever Dana just guessed, it's more than that. I forget, what number did you just give?
15,000.
Yeah, it's more than 15,000.
All right.
Very good.
Okay, leave it out. Leave it out. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We enjoy hearing from you. feel free to contact us by phone or email if you would like to be mentioned on the show or have your voice heard. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's quickly go through, you don't have to go through the last one, Laurie, but let's quickly go through any questions that we have both left. And Kira, I'll start with you.
Hey, I've given you some roles in movies, and I want you to tell me the Hollywood that guy, which is to say the character actor who filled it. The ones we have left are David Lo Pan from Big Trouble in Little China, who is also Gong Gong or grandfather in Everything Everywhere All at Once. We also have Captain Wilhelm Knauer in The Longest Yard, who is also Joseph P. Maloney in Family Plot. Number three is Kitty Farmer from Donnie Darko, who is also the pageant official Jenkins in Little Miss Sunshine. Number four is Maurice T.T. Rodriguez in Boogie Nights, who is also Pachanga in Carlito's Way. Number five is Stan Stosh in The Deer Hunter. Number six is Judge Hank the Hangman BMW in Idiocracy. He was also Gordon Pibb in Dodgeball, a true underdog story. And number seven, Big Tim in Requiem for a Dream, who was also Frank in They Live.
Joanne is guessing that David Lo Pan was played by James Hong.
Yes, James Hong.
But Joanne is on fire today. Yes. Questions I have out about the Kennedy Center Honors. There are three married couples that have gotten the honor, and we have Ossie Davis and Paul Newman and Ossie Davis and Ruby Dee, Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward, looking for one more married couple, one set of brothers who are performers but not singers, and one institution, an actual building. And that's all I have.
Oh, I forgot. I still have another question,
which was that
in Chinese mythology, there are the four symbols of the Chinese constellations, who are also known as the four guardians or the four auspicious beasts. We have the north, which is black tortoise, and we have the west, which is white tiger, looking for the other two. Keep in mind that your answer should have a color and a beast.
And a direction still, right?
Yeah, and it should be associated with either south or east, which are the two we have left.
All right. Yeah, you got a 50-50 shot there. And let's see. According to car historians, what four cars have been widely acknowledged as the best-selling automobile in the world in the last 100 years? So far we have the VW Beetle, and we're looking for the other three on that list.
What about the Dodge Ram?
No Dodge. And there is another American car on that list, so you know, but not a Dodge.
Is it a Ford F-150?
It is not.
Okay. How about the Chevrolet Impala?
It is not.
Right. Is it a Chevrolet or is that too much?
No, it is not a Chevrolet.
Ooh, what about a Crown Vic?
No.
Okay.
No. You were so excited.
You can tell so much about a person by the cars they mention. And who comes next historically with these after these presidents? So in other words, who's the next president on the list? So number one is Martin Van Buren. Number two is Chester A. Arthur. Number three is Ulysses S. Grant. Number four is James K. Polk. We got Millard Fillmore, who was followed by Franklin Pierce already.
And Joanne now, who is hot today, is going with Grover Cleveland after Chester Arthur.
Grover Cleveland is indeed after Chester Arthur. Yes,
good job. Joanne, this is your day. Nice going.
All right. And I will throw in a question here. So here's a film question. Rod Steiger, Michael Palin, and David Bowie all have the same role in common. What is it?
So Steiger, Michael Palin, and David Bowie?
That's right.
Tesla?
No, I know Bowie played Tesla, right?
Yeah.
Good. But no, not that. Rod Steiger, Michael Palin from Monty Python, and David Bowie all have the same role in common, movie role.
It's someone like in Roman or Gladiator times, isn't it, Kira?
The other one makes sense for Life of Brian. I was also thinking Time Bandits because that would give him a lot of historical people too. But no, Gladiators, that's a...
You know, somewhere in there, somewhere in the Emperor Nero, you know, that kind of Caesar. Who did Bowie play?
I don't know.
He played Basquiat. Okay.
What about Robin Hood?
No. Okay. That was John Cleese played Robin Hood. In,
it's been in so long since I've seen Time Bandits.
But anyway, okay. So Rod Steiger, Michael Palin, and David Bowie all have the same movie role in common. What is it?
Bowie's the key. Caligula? It's somebody in that era. Callers, come back, call in with that.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Tom in Sonoma.
Hi, Tom.
And hi, guys. I had a couple of guesses about the Kennedy Center. Siblings, the Nicholas brothers.
That's it.
Oh,
Bayard and Harold Nicholas, right. The Nicholas brothers. And if people don't know them, look them up online. The greatest dancers you'll ever see. Excellent.
It's amazing. I learned that at a college dance history class, and they blew me away. So
they will. They're not well known, and they should be. They're breathtaking.
Good question. And then Sonny and Cher is the couple, married couple.
Sonny and Cher have not been honored together in the Kennedy Center. Somehow Sonny didn't. I don't know if Cher did, but Sonny's not in.
Okay. Well, those were my guesses. Thank you very much. Glad I got one.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was my favorite one.
Bye-bye.
Nicholas Brothers, everyone.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good morning, everybody. This is Sparky and Maddie driving somewhere in Connecticut. How are you all doing?
All right. Good.
Hello.
Okay. How about the couple honored by the Kennedy folks? How about Hume Cronin and Jessica Tandy?
That is exactly right. And Jessica Tandy was in Nobody's Fool with Paul Newman. Yep, Hume Cronin and Jessica Tandy. Way to go, Sparky. Way to go, Maddie. What about the institution? Do you know?
I want to say like the Winter Garden Theater in New York.
That's not the correct answer, but you are kind of in the right part of the universe.
Carnegie Hall?
Not Carnegie Hall.
Okay.
But no, not New York Hall.
Trying to think of other things going on. Oh, Dana, what was your question that you had? I didn't write anything down.
Well, I had a few questions, but
I know. Presidents after Van Buren, I think, was William Henry Harrison.
That is correct, William Henry Harrison. Good.
Probably a very useful president, as far as I'm concerned, comparatively. Anyway, historical cars. How about, I was thinking really historically a long time ago, how about like the Model T?
Model T is indeed one. As a matter of fact, they're interesting fact that 9 out of 10 cars in the entire world in 1914 were Model Ts. So.
Whoa. All right. I think we've done well. In fact, we're driving through two towns right now. We just got through two presidential names that are far apart historically. One was most recent. The other one was one of five. First five.
So Clinton, is Clinton one?
That would be my
guess.
We
are in Clinton, Connecticut right now as we speak.
And then one of the first five. So
Madison.
We just left Madison, Connecticut.
Nice.
So we're just driving around after having a good lunch and things like that. Okay, we are done and we'll listen to you next week.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Somebody called into Joanne. Robert guessed that Michael Palin and the others played Pontius Pilate.
That is correct.
Nice.
David Bowie and Rod Steiger and Michael Palin all played Pontius Pilate.
Way to go, Robert.
Yes. And I think David Bowie was Last Temptation of Christ, the Scorsese film.
And what was Steiger? Which one was he?
Steiger was one of those big biblical epics they had in the 60s. It might have been the greatest story ever told, or
Yeah.
Something like that.
Sounds right.
Right. And Michael Palin was in The Life of Brian, I believe. So, all right. Good job on that. And let's see. All right. Who has a question they want to throw in?
Well, I do.
All right. You always do.
I do. But I'll get Kara, you want to go first?
Nope.
Okay. This one's sort of timely, and we've asked a variation of it. Only two people have won the Oscar and the Nobel Prize. And once you get them, I'll be more specific. Who are they?
Well, one is George Bernard Shaw.
Yeah. And what did he win the Oscar for?
The screenplay for Pygmalion.
Correct. The adapted screenplay. So that's one. And who's the other?
Al Gore.
You know, that people think that, but it turned out Al Gore was the narrator of An Inconvenient Truth, so he did not win.
I thought he was a producer, too.
I thought he was, too, but I had to look it up, so it's not Al Gore. But it is George Bernard Shaw and one other.
The other, it's not William Faulkner, is it?
It's not.
No
Oscar for him.
Is it somebody who wrote a screenplay?
It is not. Well, I don't think this person ever wrote a screenplay, and this person did not win the Oscar for screenplay.
Okay. All right, leave it out.
So besides George Bernard Shaw, who's the other person who has won a Nobel Prize and an Academy Award?
Is this a musician by any chance?
It is a musician by any chance.
Uh-oh, here we go.
No, I'm making my way there is all.
Well, wait a minute, but then how many musicians have won the Nobel Prize? So it has to be Bob Dylan, doesn't it?
It is Bob Dylan.
That's what I was thinking, but I didn't know what Oscar he won.
Well, that was my next question. What did Bob Dylan win an Oscar for?
It must be some song he wrote, huh?
It would be a song he wrote, yes.
Yeah.
That's it. And not that it's a hint, but of course it's a song he wrote for the movie, because you don't get it when they take one of your songs and put it in a movie, that doesn't count. So you may not know the song, but if you get the movie, I'll count that.
Is it a movie he appeared in?
I don't think so. I've seen it, and if he did, he would have been in a crowd scene. I don't think he did that kind of thing.
Is this within the last 10 years?
The movie, no.
Okay.
But it's within my lifetime, if that helps. And within Dylan's lifetime, too.
That goes back a ways.
Yes, it does.
Okay, leave it out.
Okay. So the question remains is, what did Bob Dylan, what song or what movie did Bob Dylan write for which he won an Oscar for Best Picture? Best Original Song, I mean, not picture.
All right. Well, so we have some emails here, and Rita is wondering if President Taylor came after President Polk, and that is correct. Zachary Taylor came after James K. Polk. Very good. Kevin is wondering about the car. What about the Fiat 124? And you're a little bit right in that they used, from what I've read, they used part of the engineering platform of Fiat to make one of the cars on the list, but it's not a Fiat, so I can't give you the credit on that. But you're a little bit right. And Julianne was wondering who was the Nicholas Brothers, and she was right.
She is right.
And Stephanie was wondering if after Van Buren, is it William Henry Harrison? And that is right. Good, good. Okay. All right.
So we have left is Grant on the president's, correct?
I believe so. Yes, that is correct. Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good morning. It's Danny and Sandra.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Well, Sandra's got some sage input here.
I'm wondering, Kira, somebody got James Hong. I'm wondering if the Deer Hunter actor is John Cazale.
It is.
Oh, it's
John Cazale is correct.
Nice. Yeah.
Great character actor.
Yeah, life way too short. And
yes.
Big Trouble?
No, they already got that one.
Oh, cool.
We knew the Nicholas Brothers. I was wondering if, okay, this is just totally random based on nothing. Is the institution for the Kennedy Center like Radio City?
It is not like it. You're in the right city. So far, we've had Carnegie Hall, Winter Garden, and another one, but that's not it yet. Keep going.
Okay, the Apollo.
That's it. The Apollo Theater in New York City was awarded the first institution. Very good. I'm so glad you got that.
Excellent. All right. So we got we got sniped on Pontius Pilate. My favorite that guy question. Guy Kibbe is one of my favorite that guys. I got a little couple of questions about Guy Kibbe. In what movie? This is for Dana's wheelhouse. In what movie did Guy Kibbe play the governor of a nameless state?
He's in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington.
Bingo, ding, ding. And in which movie did he play Fanny?
Fanny.
Oh, that was his nickname. Gold Diggers of 1933.
Yes, one of the greatest movies of all time. I love that. And the other, when you... they did the presidents. Martin Van Buren struck me. There's a cool question about Martin Van Buren. Martin Van Buren was the first American president to be what?
To be born in the United States as a independent country.
That's right. Isn't that cool? 1782. Yeah. Who knew? All right. Well, I think that's all for us.
So, thank you, and keep those Guy Kibbe questions coming.
I have someone I'm working on.
Careful what you ask for. All right.
That's like it's like T-ball for Dana. Just tee it up for a Guy Kibbe question.
That's right. Anyway, thanks very much, guys. Appreciate it. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. We have a few minutes left, and we'd love to hear from you. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let me just see if they can hear. All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, it's Stephen Vallejo.
Hi, Steve.
Hi. Been sitting here listening to all my answers get picked off.
No, I'm sorry.
no worries. Maurice in Boogie Nights was Luis Guzman.
Yay, I'm glad you got that.
Yeah,
yes.
There you go.
Great that guy.
Yeah. I guess I'm a fan of that guy because I also know that Judge Hank, the hangman, was Stephen Root, who's one of my favorite actors.
Yeah, so I thought it'd be too easy. It would be too much of a giveaway to say Milton from Office Space, but I'm glad you got that off Idiocracy.
Yeah. And then Tim in Requiem for a Dream was the great Keith David.
Absolutely. President of the United States, Keith David. From
Idiocracy, right?
No, that's from Rick and Morty.
Requiem for a Dream.
Oh, is it? Oh.
U.S. President, sorry. He's U.S. President is his name.
He didn't follow U.S. Grant in order of succession.
He did not. No, okay. He did not.
No, but good that guy knowledge.
And then real quick, Rod Steiger played Pilate in Jesus of Nazareth.
Thank you. I appreciate you clarifying that.
Sure. So speaking of Stephen Root, do you know what he was nominated for an Emmy Award?
Actually, I forgot to make sure that he didn't have one. He should not have been on my list if he had a nomination. I don't know. What about Jimmy James in News Radio?
No.
That would have been my guess. So was this an ongoing role or a one-shot sort of thing?
Ongoing.
Oh, what else was he in then?
I mean, he was the voice actor. He's
He's
Bill Dotrieve in King of the Hill, but I don't.
He wasn't in Parks and Rec at all, was he?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, that's not it then.
This is a pretty recent role.
Was this a dramatic role, not a comedy role?
It was a outstanding supporting actor in a comedy series.
Oh, in a comedy series? Oh, well, comedy series doesn't even mean anything
anymore. It really doesn't. Yeah.
Was he in The Bear?
Was he in The Bear? Yeah.
Yeah, comedy series for this role in particular is pretty kind of fuzzy because it was just a very the series covered a lot of genres, I would say.
Is the show still on?
No.
In the last 5 years? Is it within the last 5 years?
He was nominated in 2019. So
yeah, that's close enough.
Oh, wait a minute. He was in, I don't remember him being, he was in Barry, wasn't he?
That's right.
He was in Barry. That's true.
Yeah. Oh, that's, he was. Is that the answer?
Pukes. Yeah, that's correct.
Is that okay? It's funny. I didn't remember him winning for that. I just remember him being in it.
He didn't win, but he was nominated.
Oh, okay. All right.
And he was good. I remember him now.
Huh.
And it's not a comedy. I don't think.
It counts as a comedy.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of.
Okay. Sort of. I won't quibble.
Yeah. And then famously, John Cazale only appeared in 5 movies in his lifetime, all of which were nominated for Best Picture. Can you name those 5 movies?
Godfather, Godfather 2. Is it Dog French Day Connection?
Dog Day Afternoon.
Yeah.
Not French Connection, it's The Conversation.
Conversation,
that's right.
And the Deer Hunter, yeah.
Deer Hunter.
Amazing, yeah.
That's it. Yep. All right, that's it for me. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Stephen.
That's quite an honor roll for him. And he was married to Meryl Streep, too, correct?
Right. And okay, let's do one more call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Carlo from Oakland. I was going to guess Luis Guzman for Boogie Nights and the other film, but my thunder was stolen. I have a question for you. What is the deepest river in the world, and how deep is it?
We might guess the deepest river. I don't know if we're going to say how deep it is.
Is there a river in an ocean? Is it one of those kind of things?
No. Yes, it's a river, though. What do you mean a river in an ocean?
I thought that there was something I identified a river in the Pacific Ocean, but okay, I'll withdraw
that.
No,
it's not in the ocean. No,
okay.
Negative.
Well, you know, I guess I'll approach it as it's one of the major rivers of the world, and so you would think the Amazon. I don't think the Nile is a particularly deep river, or the Volga. Volga is one of the widest. Amazon's one of the widest.
Wouldn't be the Mississippi.
No, I don't think so. Is it in Africa?
It is.
All right. So
Congo River.
Congo, yeah.
Got it. It's the Congo. And nice. Can you throw out a depth within 100 feet or so? What do you think?
600 feet.
Close. 720 feet in some parts.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Interesting, huh? It's pretty deep for a river.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all I got. Thank you very much. Enjoy the show.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. All right. Time to clean up here. Kira, I'll start with you.
Captain Wilhelm Knauer in The Longest Yard, Joseph P. Maloney in Family Plot.
Is that Ed Lauer?
Lautner, yes.
Lautner, sorry. Okay.
And Kitty Farmer in Donnie Darko, who's also the pageant official in Little Miss Sunshine. That is Beth Grant. She is fantastic. The Guardian of the South is the Vermilion Bird, Zhuk. And the Guardian of the East is the Azure Dragon, Qinglong. And the creature associated with the center is the yellow dragon, also known as Qi Lin.
I have in my EGOT. Is that it, Kira?
That's it.
You good? 25,000 people vote for Emmys. 13,000 vote for Grammys. And 10,000 vote for Oscars. And the song that Bob Dylan wrote was for the movie called The Wonder Boys, kind of a wonderful movie, a song called Things Have Changed. He won the Oscar for that. And, of course, he won the Nobel Prize for Literature.
All right. Ulysses S. Grant was followed by Rutherford B. Hayes. And the 4 cars that have been widely acknowledged as the best-selling automobile in the world in the last 100 years, the Model T, 1908 to 1927, the Lada, which is a Russian car, which is based on the Fiat 124, 1970 to 2012, VW Beetle, 1938 to 2003, and the Toyota Corolla, which is 1966 to the present, and that has sold over 50 million cars.